Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Orioles lose last night 6-3. Back in action tonight. If you're just tuning in, Tyler O'Neill scratched with a neck issue, so Ramon Laureano now in left. Heston Kerstad in right field for tonight's game. And joining us now, talks Orioles baseball. Part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew, Ryan Ripken, joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Ryan, I want to start with Charlie Morton and just where you are on him, and can he get it fixed at this point of his career?
Yeah, happy Wednesday, guys. Look, do I think he can? Because we need him to? Yes. You know, and ultimately yesterday, though, it's a shame because you get to the fifth inning, you get through that, and get into the sixth, you know, we might have a different conversation, right? 1-0 game going into the fifth. And you feel pretty solid. And then those two innings, it kind of falls apart, right, for Morton and the Orioles pitching staff. I'm hopeful he can, but I'm not going to sit here and say that there aren't worries because, you know, this is now 4 outings and you're still trying to find it. And I know that that can make people concerned, especially because, you know, you don't have a lot of reinforcements at the moment. One thing that I want to share note-wise, and I actually said this last night on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, was Charlie Morton, one of his main pitches is that curveball. Like, that is his pitch that he loves to throw. Excuse me. Last year against hitters, that curveball, hitters hit 200 and slugged 309. So yep. Didn't hit it, and they didn't hit it well if they did. This year off of his curveball, hitters are hitting 435 and slugging 870. And when I'm looking at it and I'm watching the results, his command of it isn't as good, or he's not landing it, and it's just not as sharp, right? So if he can correct his curveball, his four-seamer, which is going to be remarkable, me saying this, hitters are hitting 111 off of his fastball, just his four-seam fastball, 111. Doesn't make sense. So if he can correct the curveball, I think that that's going to help. But overall, it's just I feel for him because I know he even feels more pressure with all these guys out for the Birds.
Ryan, a hot topic bubbling up again within the past 24 hours. The Orioles not giving out a single extension since Mike Elias has been here in 2019. And Cedric Mullins' agent, Ken Rosenthal, put out a piece this morning saying that the Orioles have not approached Seti about a contract extension. Are you surprised that we haven't seen a single one at this point since Mike Elias has been here?
In some cases, yes. You know, mainly just on when we're talking about some other players. Now, I will say with the Tony Tater situation, I want to start with him. You know, I know that there was rumblings and there was communication on, hey, do we want to try to get something done? I know as you get closer to free agency and it's Tony's walk year, when you get to that point, well, you say you're to play it out, and Tony wanted to play it out, and rightfully so. He earned that contract, and he got paid. You know, I would like to at some point see somebody, especially with some of these veterans, and I know that there's so many young players that you have that could turn into stars, but they might not too. And you got to understand of what you have. And I think you guys know this with me with Cedric Mullins. I think he's such an underrated player who has dealt with a lot so far the last couple of years. But one thing you can always count on him is that he is going to be dependable. Whether things are good or bad, he's going to impact the game in some way, in the field, at the plate. If he's struggling, he's helping somewhere along the lines. And fans love him. And I think the part, if hypothetically, no extensions happen and Cedric goes to free agency, the nerves and the anxiety of fans are going to continue to rise. Now, I'm the optimist. I think at some point we will see extensions, right? At least for some guys. I don't know who it would be. And I certainly hope it's Cedric, because I think that he's such a valuable piece to this team. And I think that he's really valued here by the community of Birdland.
Hyder expressed some of his frustrations with the lack of quality at bats last night, and he, you know, pointed out what the Guardians do in terms of the way they sort of fight for at bats and the sort of selfless approach that they tend to take and the way that they pass the baton, even though that's not the most talented lineup in the world. And it kind of reminded me of the at bats we saw from the Royals, who don't have the most talented lineup in the world. And I, it's pretty clear, you know, the message he's trying to send. But, man, Ryan, I feel like he's been trying to send that message since the middle of June to late June last year. Like, is it fair to wonder just if that gets through, if these guys can get away from the default of, you know, poolside power? Let me see how hard I can hit this ball.
Yeah, I think a couple things. And I actually tweeted this out last night. I love watching the Guardians play, because they still are underrated in the national media side. Like, baseball people know the Guardians are good. Mm-hmm. But the Guardians, Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, and if you can name me three or four other players in that lineup, I would be impressed.
Yeah.
But the thing that they do is they embody a type of system. We are going to make something happen no matter what. And actually, that was a clip I played last night on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. I got to sit down with Stephen Vogt at the winter meetings. And Stephen Vogt said, we have to find a way. It doesn't matter how we do it. We have to get it done. If that means we're hitting a home run or we're laying down a squeeze, we're going to find a way to drive in a run. And last night, three sack flies, one two-out RBI, and then Stephen Kwan had the home run. It was a complete offensive performance from the Guardians, and that's something that Baltimore needs to do. I think that's what probably frustrates people, Jason, when you look at the talent and you say, man, what can't this Baltimore Orioles talent-wise do? And granted, they're still down guys, right? But when you look at that lineup 1-9, you go, this team can be very, very tough. But when you are not clicking on all cylinders, you have to find it. You have to just find ways to get it done. And I think that's something that the Orioles, if there is one thing that we can talk about from last year's to this year's, is just by any means necessary. And ironically, that was what the Orioles were in 2023.
Yeah.
That was what they did. They came back. Yes. They scratched and clawed, but that hasn't been that way, you know, down the stretch of last year and starting to open up this season.
Ryan, real quick, before we let you go, one of the things I feel like this team needs to do is become a fundamentally sound baseball team again. Is that possible, or is the ship sailed? Can we see this team play fundamentally sound baseball?
I think that they can, no doubt about it. I mean, you got the guys. I do think players getting in a rhythm is very important to be fundamental too. You know, when you're out there and you're playing and you are in your role, I think that that's going to help guys get in rhythm. You know, Gunner missing a lot of time, getting comfortable at short. Jackson still trying to learn how to play second. You've mixed and matched so far in the outfield. Got to be fundamental defensively, and then you got to be fundamentally offensively. So, yes, they can. And you guys know me. This is April 16th. You got so much time. But when you play good teams, and they got the Guardians, and the Reds are playing really good ball coming into town next, you're going to have to be more fundamental, and you can't get away with much because those teams will punish you.
Ryan Ripken, thank you as always for your time.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it. We'll chat next week.
All right, guys. Appreciate you. Talk to you next week.
Coming up next, we will get the text of the day. We will preview tomorrow's show.
I already know the text of the day.
Yes. And
I got special inside privileges.
Yeah. And we will get you ready for Baltimore baseball tonight. Bob Haney, Jim Hunter, they're down at Pickles, and it starts at 5:30.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on The Fan. Got a little bit of time until it is time for Baltimore baseball tonight. Bob Haney and Jim Hunter, they are live down at Pickles. But before we get to that, let's get the tech. Oh, well, let's not.
Your show. Hey, we're just along for the ride.
What would you like to see from Dean Kramer tonight before we get to the text of the day?
I'd like to see him go off on the front office after a start, no matter what happens. That's what I'd like. I'd like to see him
even
say,
if he shows?
What do you think of the new guys? See him, hey, before you guys have any questions for me, what do you think of what Michael Elias did in the offseason? I mean, boy, oh boy. I mean, I might not be lighting the world on fire, but woo, Morton, Sagano, Sanchez, Laureano, O'Neill, quite a posse.
Boom, what would you like to see from Dean Kramer tonight?
He didn't like my answer. I'm being serious.
I'm talking about on the mound.
We know he really struggles in April.
Can he lower his ERA?
In his career. But the splitter, where that was such an effective pitch for him last year, it's getting shelled this year. I'd like to see him have success with that pitch.
He shows up in May. This leave Dean alone. He's the least of their problems right now.
Beltway Ben.
Just keep him around here so he eventually goes off and is a truth teller and a soothsayer like I know he is.
Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text today is sponsored by Oldsman Automotive, driven by OldsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oldsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OldsmanCars.com. Text of the day is nameless, but they say, I won a $50 Lido gift card from Coleman Show, and he sent me one that had been used. No joke.
Wow.
That's entirely on brand.
That would be a Jerry move.
Like, I don't even think he could put up an argument that that's the kind of thing he would do. Yeah. I wish the anonymous texter did put a name to it
so
that
Bordy.
We could throw that. It could be Bordy. Bordy would certainly have a leg to stand on in that department.
Was that a main area code on that number? Yeah.
I don't think Bordy has a main. I don't want to give out his number. Yeah, but
I was joking because he went to college.
410. 410.
It's a 410. So that's local. Still could be Bordy. Local. Look, Jerry's disappointed a lot of people in the greater Baltimore area.
Yes.
So what I would say to that texter is get in line, bro. Like, get in line.
Well, he pulled that move on you, right?
He pulled no lots podcast. Of moves on me.
Yeah, that's true.
There were taxes issues, LLC issues. Geez. Yeah.
Jerry, come on.
You
man.
Know, and I guess I'm thinking Bordy knew. You get into a contractual entanglement yes. with Aloysius, things are probably going to get thorny a time or two. You know that going in. It's like buckling in for an air Chuck Morton start at this point in time. You know it's going to be bumpy.
You know, one of the true Aloysius moves is to offer to take you out to lunch or breakfast or something because he has a gift card. And then when the bill comes, he realizes that you can't tip on the gift card, so that he asks you to take care of the tip.
Yeah.
Even though he offered,
which is still not the worst deal in the world.
No, but he knew going in that he couldn't tip on the gift card.
Yes, he knew that.
Yes, so that's an Aloysius move right there.
We love him.
No, he's a legend.
He certainly is a legend.
Yeah, Bone. What is on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we have the legend Lucy Burge on the program.
Legendary.
And she's got a new
legendary juggler.
Yeah, juggling in jerseys.
And Big Ben McDonald will be joining us as well.
Another shorter show because of Orioles baseball.
Yes.
Yes.
We certainly have some Ravens to discuss. Derrick Henry extension. Wonder if the GM's a little bit more aligned with me on that one.
Could be.
Guy just was on the open market, bro. He was untethered, unrestricted free agency.
Yeah.
Tis what it is. Lots of other running backs did better than him.
Money-wise.
It is what,
not
is
on the field. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, only, I'm talking in the game of finances.
Yeah, yeah. Only one running back did better on the field.
Yeah.
It's not personal. It's just business.
That's right. Good call, Bob.
It's just business. Do the Orioles win this game tonight?
Yes.
Who pitches
they
tomorrow?
They better win it. Tomorrow's Tanner Bibby against Sagano. Okay, if you're going to win a game, I think you better
tonight.
Win it tonight.
It's tonight. They win tonight. We'll come back.
Not that Gavin Williams is a slouch.
No, he is not. He is not.
Come on, Mean Dean.
Baltimore baseball tonight coming up next. It's Bob Haney and Jim Hunter. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too, here on The Fan.